This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Aurora Police Department has released five more videos that show the scenes leading up to the police shooting death of 14-year-old Jordell Richardson. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva says one video comes from a surveillance camera.
The camera hangs right above the area just a few feet away of where Richardson was tackled and fatally shot by police. The footage is dark from a building shadow, and it's unclear whether Richardson pulls out a pellet gun, which is what police say happened. Other videos show a group of teenagers fleeing from police in a strip mall, and a fifth video's audio captures officers yelling and an audible gunshot. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
The Teller County Sheriff says he'll continue to work with the federal government to detain immigrants in local jails. A new state law bans that practice altogether. Sheriff Jason Meixel says the new law doesn't apply to him, citing a recent ruling from the Colorado District Court. More than $1 million will go to cleanup and development along the South Platte River in Denver. The EPA and city officials made that announcement Monday. Ashley Wheeler is with the Denver Housing Authority.
The EPA grant is going to allow us to remediate the soil and demolish the existing warehouse that's there, that's abandoned. And then from there, DHA is going to partner with the city of Denver to develop an 11-acre riverfront park all along the South Platte.
Before the abandoned warehouse, the site was also a landfill and a coal-burning power plant. Denver could break 90 degrees this afternoon. This is CPR News.